Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
Andrew Filippani, Pittsburgh, PA. 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, Odyssey sister station. He's at the Pony Express on Twitter. And the reason why we're talking to Andrew is 650. It's because obviously the Aiyuk rumors were swirling with Pittsburgh, and we want to get their perspective on the Brandon Aiyuk situation. Remember, the Niners played Pittsburgh in the first week of the season.
That's right.
So they got an up close and personal look at Brandon Aiyuk. And what did Aiyuk do in that game? 8 catches, 8 targets, couple touchdowns. Balled out in that one. So they know Aiyuk very, very well. So I wonder what their interest is, what they're hearing around there. And we'll have Andrew on for about 5 to 7 minutes to get his perspective on Brandon Aiyuk and what the Steelers may do or would they make a deal. Because they did trade Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, yes. Man, there are just, I was going down this entire draft board and looking at all the, and I don't pretend to be some Mike Mayock or anybody like that, but, you know, there's players that intrigue you, and you're looking at the Niners' holes and where they can improve. And then I'm looking at their finances, and I'm trying to project down the line. I want your perspective on this. I'm watching that Super Bowl, right? And clearly the 49ers are extremely top-heavy. Like, they're loaded with elite talent. I think we throw top heavy around like it's a bad thing. No, I think it's a great thing. Like, every team in the league would love to be where the Niners are at. But they did look like a team that didn't have a couple of first and second rounders the last couple of drafts out there. They did look like a team that was missing a guy who came out of nowhere in a couple drafts ago in Talanoa Hufanga. Like, they did look like a team that's spent some draft capital on getting veterans. And I think they do need to kind of round out their depth. And I'm looking at the Aiyuk situation, and we could talk about money and paying Brock down the line and blah, 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 blah. On some level, and I don't think this is the motivating factor, but on some level, I feel like they need to reload their cupboard, and they're looking at their situation, and they're saying, who's one of the guys that we really like but can garner us back a little something, because we kind of need to change the finances, deepen out the team, address multiple issues. Who can get us the most? Aiyuk's probably one of the guys on a short list, given how little he makes, how young he is, how productive he is. I think if all things were being equal, they'd probably want to sign him, but I think they've got a lot of issues that, not issues, but just some things to address. And I'm looking at Aiyuk, I'm saying, I think they're going to fetch something back for him.
It's a lot to get into. Michael Silver wrote a report about Brandon Aiyuk.
What do you think of me making that? Like,
I'm not with trading Brandon Aiyuk. I don't want to trade Brandon Aiyuk. But ESPN did propose some trades about Brandon Aiyuk, and look, They need depth, sure. They also lost the Super Bowl in overtime. They also had total control of the Super Bowl. It's not like, oh my God, they got so many warts on this football team. Now, you trade Brandon out, you could create a hole, and I know this wide receiver class is deep, and there I like a couple guys here in this class. I do. There's a lot of guys I actually do like in this class at the wide receiver position, but I also acknowledge that you need a center, you need a right tackle, you may need a right guard, you may need some more interior alignment on the defensive side of the football.
Absolutely.
But I'm trying to do what I got to do. If we're going to reset the market with Brock Purdy at the quarterback position, then I need to, number one, protect Brock Purdy, and that means getting some linemen to protect him. Mm-hmm. And also, I need to surround him with the best talent to get so he can get the football and deliver the football to playmakers. Now, are those playmakers ready to make an impact, an instant impact right away? I don't know. But this Bill Barnwell, he proposed a trade. He had the Niners trading up with the Chargers.
Well, that was this bold.
Move, yeah.
He had this whole article about bold, like over-the-top
bold,
bold moves.
Bold moves. Recently published a mock draft in which every team has to make a trade in round one, and he had the Niners trade up with the Chargers. This move would send Ayuk, obviously, in the Niners' 31st pick and their third-round pick for the Chargers' number five pick and the number one. And now you get the number five pick. Now, all of a sudden, you're in play for Neighbors. You're in play for Rome Odunze. And obviously, John Lynch spent a lot of time up in Washington a couple weeks ago in Seattle wearing the Huskies hoodie. Now, it could have been for their right tackle. Could have been for their fullback. Who the hell knows what he was up there doing? Who the hell knows what John Lynch was up there in Washington? But maybe they are getting ready to make a move for Brandon Ayuk. Look, man, it is what it is. You better replace the guy. You better get – and look, just looking at what Kyle wants. What does Kyle want at the wide receiver position? Well, he's worked with Andre Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's worked with Julio Jones. He had Josh Gordon was in the system in Cleveland, Ohio. Flash, remember him before he smoked himself out the league?
He was as talented as anyone.
I mean, you know, so he's been around. We grew up with Ed McCaffrey, Rod Smith, guys he worked out with in Denver when his head coach, when his dad, Mike Shanahan, was a head coach in Denver. So that's what he likes here.
Pierre Garçon.
You know, Pierre Garçon, big ex-white receivers. That's why he fell in love with Brandon Ayuk. Who's in this draft that can replace him at the X spot? There's plenty, but again, I like proven talent. If I had a choice, and if I was the GM of the 49ers, I'd figure out a way to give Ayuk his money, front load his money, you could roll it over, you do whatever you can do with the finances, you can cook the books and make it work with Ayuk this year and still have money for Brock Purdy next year with other guys coming off the books. I don't believe that, oh my God, we just can't do it. I think it's coming down to this with Brandon Ayuk. The Niners just don't want to pay him what he wants. And what he wants, obviously, is north of $25 million per year. That's what he wants. And it sounds like to me that the Niners just aren't willing to do that, and they're willing to hear offers and what they can get for Brandon Ayuk.
In a vacuum, don't you think, don't talk about any other player. In a vacuum, if money was, they would give him, they would want to keep Brandon Ayuk.
I would hope so.
Because I think that the Debo thing, like as I now peel it back, I think had they not been locked into what they're paying Debo, I believe they would have already probably given Ayuk close to what he was looking for. And I think that this would be a different conversation. I think because of the dead cap hit on Debo Samuel, I feel like they're kind of stuck here.
Well, but you can get off Debo next year. Pardon me. You can get off Debo next year. Why can't you? Why does it have to be either or? We've been doing this for 3 years now. When it comes to Ayuk and Debo, oh, you can't keep these guys together.
Because
you can do it for one more year.
Yeah, but well, because you have Javon Hargrave, who's going to have a big dead cap hit money. You got Charvarius Ward in the final year of a deal. You got Fred Warner, who restructured his deal, so he's got a lot of dead money. Then you have George Kittle. So, I hate doing the project down because your point they do switch things up all the time,
right?
But like.
The dead cap's lower next season for a lot of these guys.
Well, it depends.
For Debo, it goes from
$42.7
to $15 million.
Yeah, but for
some
of these other guys.
So why can't I just draft a wide receiver, groom him, let him learn behind Debo and Ayuk, and then boom, next year, hey, Debo,
well, that's my preference. I mean, my preference would be to keep him, but...
How do you get better by trading Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, but I have to feel...
worse.
I think that they've kind of figured this out, that Brandon Ayuk probably doesn't want to play on whatever contract he's got next year. He wants the guaranteed money
he
goes.
He wants his bag.
And I get that perspective.
He deserves his bag. Devontae Smith got his bag in Philadelphia. CeeDee Lamb's going to get his bag in Dallas. There's guys getting their bags everywhere. Why not pay Brandon Ayuk the bag? And a run-first offense, this guy was second in the league in yards per catch.
You can't pay
catches
everyone.
Catches everything. But I'm not... I got to pay this guy.
Look, I hear you, but I think
put some other guys down the road here. I don't know.
Like, I look at the Javon Hargrave signing and Debo signing, and I'm like, ugh. Those ones don't look so good a year later just because of how much money's attached to them. Look, I hear you. There's a reason there's all this smoke, though. Like, it feels to me like we're gearing up for a Brandon Ayuk trade, whether we like it or not, Niner fans.
Here's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, on the latest for Brandon Ayuk.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
So it's not written yet. And there's still, until we get through till we get through Friday, I think we won't know whether or not Brandon Ayuk will be traded. I would pay him, and from all I've heard, texting around, just like, hey, because now I'm intrigued. Now I'm like, I've ramped it up a little bit to where I need to hit some people up. Be like, what's the deal with Brandon Ayuk? What's the deal here? And everybody that I've talked to, they say Brandon Ayuk wants to be a Niner. He wants to be here. So let's keep him here. He wants to be here. He wants to wear that 11 in red and gold. He doesn't want to go anywhere.
How far off do you think they are?
Don't know. They're obviously off, but they're always off at this point of the season.
No, I understand that. But like the John Lynch addressed it himself, and we've talked about this. Like, they always wait till training camp or whatever, and they've done that multiple years. They did it with Debo. They did it with George Kittle. And both those guys didn't have the greatest years after holding out. They were a tick off, whether that was health-wise, you know, synergy-wise with the quarterback. The quarterback play wasn't great also. Yep. I think that factors into it. Nick Bosa, you know, holding out as long as he did, didn't necessarily hit the ground running this year. It would behoove the team to pay him ahead of time so that he could have the whole offseason with a healthy Purdy to be able to work. I would want a guy that I pay, let's say $25, $30 million to be one of the lead dogs in my training camp and all my mini camps and all my OTAs, like Brandon Ayuk, because every time you go to training camp, he dominates.
Dominates.
He sets the tone. Like, just if you're a fan and you go to practice, Brandon Ayuk is one of the tone setters at practice.
Best player on the field.
Make sure you don't miss that break.
All right, more Ayuk talk coming up. Where's my guy? Andrew Filippone. It's a Pony, right? Pony Express. Filippone. Andrew Filippone. 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Odyssey Sister Station. We'll get more into Brandon Ayuk. We'll get more into the draft. We got our draft crushes. 888-957-9570. Know a lot of you out there love the NFL draft as much as we do. I love draft season. I love everything about the draft. Who is your draft crush? Who is your draft crush in 2024? Who do you want? And obviously, the IU conversation here. We'll get to Michael Silver's article in the San Francisco Chronicle. He has some details there. All that coming up here on The Roast, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.